With unemployment stuck above 9%, the president has taken heat for his stewardship over the economy. But General Electric CEO Jeffrey Immelt recently came to the president's defense, and he squared the blame on companies. Listen to this.
The people that are part of the business sector, the people in this room, and all of our colleagues, we have to stop complaining about government and get some action underway. There's just no excuse today for lack of leadership. So let's get with it.
Yeah, get to it, business. What's the matter with you? Well, Jeffrey Immelt talks a big game, but will he walk the walk? Today, his company posted a whopping $3.7 billion earnings in the second quarter, yet only recently did he announce he would add 15,000 jobs to the U.S., yet he hasn't added any yet. So here to discuss are the Freedom Fighters, Fox Business anchor Tracy Burns, Democrat strategist Tara Dowdell, and Director of Economic Research for the Reason Foundation, Anthony Randazzo. Let's start, Tracy. One of the things that I also want to add to this business about Jeff Immelt, he says businesses, you step up, you do your part, and yet not only, of course, we know GE paid no federal U.S. taxes last year, but they also have the most cash of any corporation by four times. They have $82 billion in cash. So where's the step up from Jeffrey Immelt?
Well, and to make matters worse, he employs more people overseas than he does here in the U.S. This is for the past 5 years. So he's doing nothing for the U.S. economy at all. Look, he falls victim to the same thing that everybody else in this country falls victim to. Unknowns, too much regulations, unknowns with the tax rules, unknowns with health care. As much as he stands at that podium, he's a hypocrite because he knows that he can't do anything either because of what's coming out of the Obama administration these days.
Tara, how can you defend this?
I can defend it very easily. As the head of the president's job council, that's the role that he should be playing. He should be encouraging businesses to hire people. The reality is we're early into earnings season, but we're already seeing earnings are up. And to the point about these tax breaks and these tax loopholes that many of these businesses are benefiting from, this is a great environment for them because they're not paying taxes. In many instances, Google paid 3%. So they should be taking part in the sacrifice and helping this economy. We all have a role to play. Businesses need to step up, too.
Anthony, I learned somewhere, I think, around 5 years of age, that if my parents told me to do something and they obviously did not practice what they preached, I started to question them. I feel like I'm doing the same thing with Jeff Immelt.
Well, you know, the thing here is that if Immelt was not a part of the president's job council, this would just be another private sector individual encouraging other companies to hire, and he wants there to be a robust economy just like every other company because that helps their profits. So I don't know how much of a hypocrite he's being. What we do need to pay attention to, though, is that he's not just saying this is the head of GE. This is as if this is the White House saying this. It's the White House encouraging people to go out there and hire, but they're not doing anything to help businesses hire, like just cut corporate taxes altogether. If GE isn't paying taxes anyway, if businesses aren't paying taxes anywhere, the big corporations, why even have the corporate taxes? Those are actually hitting small businesses. Businesses are not, they're not staying off the sidelines right now just for the hell of it or because they don't like who's in the White House. They don't care who's in the White House. They just don't want taxes and regulation and uncertainty on their back. So if you get rid of those things, then people will start to hire.
But I think he is being hypocritical because if he were not on this council, he'd be feeling the same thing everybody else is. Look, there's no demand. The consumer is nervous. So you can't expand of business when you don't have demand and you have regulation
and
taxes.
You don't hire just because you want to be nice. You hire because you got demand for your product.
Some instances there is demand. The recovery has been uneven. So yes, there are corporations where demand is low. But on the other side, there are corporations where demand is high. And a great example of that is that many companies are trying to do more with less. So they're not hiring even though they need to.
I had a guy,
70% of Americans are not happy with their jobs because they're being pushed to the brink.
A guy from Missouri called my radio show yesterday who worked for GE. He says they keep laying off people and not hiring new ones. So anyway, he's got a lead if he's going to be a leader. Meantime, foreclosed homes are weighing down the housing market. So what's the government to do? Well, the Obama administration now mulling the notion of taking properties foreclosed by FHA off the market and renting them instead. So what kind of landlord would Aunt Fanny and Uncle Freddie be? One that would lose taxpayers' money, I suspect. But Tara, what do you make of the idea of they've got 60-some thousand homes?
Right.
Is it time for them just to go ahead and start renting to people?
Absolutely. They should have done this a long time ago. Remember, the government is already in the rental business. They partner with private developers all the time through the low-income tax credit program,
right,
the new market tax credit program, both of which are very successful public-private partnerships.
I've done that as an owner in a Section 8 housing, and I got my check from the government and everything else, but I ran the property. I dealt with the tenants. I leased the units to them. The government didn't have to set up another bureaucracy.
Well, I think that's the model that they're looking at because they're going to base this on what's working. And we all have to admit, the new market tax credit program has led to development, especially
in
urban environments.
Oh, my God, the housing market is in utter disarray. Nothing
is working. Which is why we have to move
inventory. Nothing is working. That stupid first-time home buyer's credit just pulled sales in. It completely disrupted the market totally. Home prices are the lowest they've been. No one is out there buying because they believe home prices are going to continue to fall. And no bank wants to lend to anyone because of the things we just talked about. Regulation, uncertainty going forward, and people just can't get the money to move this.
Anthony, jump in here. Are you, what do you think of being the government getting a land, doing something with these properties? Otherwise, they're just going to rot.
Well, no, it's a terrible idea. We're actually talking about closer to 300,000 homes right now if you look at both Fannie and Freddie's portfolios of the homes that they own, and it's only going to rise as if foreclosures go up. Look, here the issue is do we want to deal with housing problems now, or do we want to just drag this out for a really long time? Because if we want to actually see recovering housing, we need to have the bubble go away. And by keeping these houses off the market, by not selling them, so essentially by just dragging out supply, because eventually they're going to need to be sold anyway, or we'll just have a perpetual rental business for the federal government.
Tara, you're shaking your head no here because what you're looking at, I know your angle. You're saying, look at these properties, they need to be occupied.
Right. And the reality is the rental market is strong in many of the markets where the housing market is weak.
But do you want
the
government to set up a renting division?
They're already doing that. So the infrastructure is already in place through the programs that they have through HUD and several other government programs where that's actually one of the things that they do fairly well.
People are trying to buy foreclosed homes. They're trying, but they can't because the administrative BS you have to go through to get that home is putting people on the street. They got to go buy something else. The free market would buy these homes if they could just figure themselves out of the box.
There's a lot of impediments to getting this market.
They would.
We got to leave it there. Tracy, Tara, Anthony, thank you all very, very much. Appreciate it. Well, do you store walnuts in your medicine cabinet? Huh? The Food and Drug Administration apparently thinks you do. Find out why the FDA is getting a little nutty coming up next. When Diamond Foods put health benefit claims on its walnut packaging, the Food and Drug Administration got a little nutty. It sent a scathing letter to the company telling it that the FDA had not approved the claim, and on top of that, they said it declared walnut products are drugs? Is that right? They did. Here to discuss this big government nonsense are my freedom fighters, Fox Business anchor Tracy Burns, Democrat strategist Tara Dowdell, and Director of Economic Research at the Reason Foundation, Anthony Randazzo. And I love walnuts. I didn't know that I was taking a drug, Tracy.
Well, the Greeks and Romans used them for fertility, so maybe that's the kind of drug they're talking about. Ooh. Who the heck knows? And in the Middle Ages, they actually ward off witchcraft, so maybe that's what the FDA is talking about. I think the FDA should go away and allow Tom and I to eat our walnuts.
Yeah, what? You know what's crazy about this, Tara, is that they come out with all these claims about, a lot of companies do, about, you know, it'll help you do this, help you do that, and everything else. Is that a drug just because it says it's heart healthy? I mean, I see it on a cereal box, for heaven's sakes.
Well, I think that, first of all, I'm going to go out and get myself some walnuts after hearing what Tracy had to say. But I think that the Food and Drug Administration has the right to enforce its own regulations, and it is Food and Drug Administration. So I don't know about this drug claim, but I know about the food part. I'm pretty certain on that part of it.
Yeah.
And I think that it seems like a minor issue. It seems sort of silly and stupid. But when you look at pharmaceutical companies or that make claims about certain drugs that aren't true, then the Food and Drug Administration comes in handy when people don't follow the regulations that are required.
Fine. I don't have a problem with that. Anthony, I mean, we want the FDA to at least have some sort of test. I think they go overboard. But Walnuts, my goodness, they've been around since the beginning of time.
Well, you know, this actually isn't a minor issue, because what are we going to start labeling orange juice a drug if Tropicana puts on the label of its box that it has particular health values? Is every company, if they start saying that this is the health value of my product, is going to become labeled a drug? Is this going to start to limp, you know, scare companies in terms of their advertisement? This is definitely a danger when you have the FDA starting to go beyond sort of a scope of just making sure that a particular product is not going to kill somebody. It's going to start saying, look, you can't even sell your walnuts unless you subscribe to now our drug regulations. And what it does is it says to consumers, look, FDA is watching out for every single ounce of food that's coming your way, so you don't even have to care. And we're going to, it's just like AAA MBS in the whole mortgage crisis, where we had these ratings agencies that were backed by the government say, all this stuff is good, you don't have to care about it, you don't have to look, and all of a sudden people take on all this toxic debt. You can have the same thing happen when the FDA starts to essentially try to regulate every single health value of everything, so you just, as a consumer, stop caring and wait for the government to protect you.
Yeah, and the other part about it is it's the boy who cried wolf syndrome, is if they start screaming about every little thing out there, then when they come along and they say, oh no, this drug actually is very, very dangerous unless you use it just so, it takes away the oomph from the FDA.
They put heart healthy on potato chips these days, and yet we're coming down on the walnut. I mean, let's get our heads straight here. This is crazy. The FDA can actually allow the free markets to take care of some of this, Tom. And think about what's going to happen to the budgets now of these companies. Now they're going to have FDA investigations. Now they're going to have to repack and redo their packaging. I mean, this can cost the economy a ton of money. The FDA just needs to go do the few little things they're supposed to do and leave us alone.
Yeah, the walnut farmers are now going to be looking at a whole new regimen to be able to come up with all this. But it does come back to the business about everything is supposed to be healthy to us. And it's too much. I mean, don't you know what's good and what's bad? Don't you read the little labels on there about what's in the product?
I do, but I don't want corporations lying to me and telling me something is one way when it's not. I mean, I look at vitamin water. They say, oh, this is really healthy. And it turned out it had no vitamins in it.
Yeah, I know it.
Well, then
all
stop
right,
drinking
well,
it. If you find out it doesn't
Monday.
Have it, just stop drinking it.
And I did. But I needed to find it out first.
We appreciate it. Thank you all. Thank you, Tracy. Thank you, Tara. Thank you, Anthony.